studio audience.
Not another one.
No, not another one. My water bill was $88 last month, Cheryl. Not another one.
Oh, Carmine, I'm sorry. I know there are women who are different, but frankly, I don't know any girls who would just let a guy crawl all over them.
I bet you he doesn't have to take a cold shower.
Are you going to be here long?
All evening. I live here.
Laverne!
Laverne, I'm not having fun.
Okay, up the daisy, big fella. Come on.
Come on, Joe, get out of here.
What do you mean, get out of here? I live here, and I got it.
Hey, baby, let's go in the other room.
Going in there later.
Hey, way to go, Carmine.
Hey, watch what you say about her, huh?
What, is she a nun?
Did you hear what he said? He wanted to know if you were a nun.
Come on, let's go make out in my car.
Why don't they go in the car?
Because Shirley gets car sick.
Hey, Carmine, if you ever want any real action, I'll fix you up.
Yeah, right, Jed. Daddy,
I hate that guy. I hate him. Forgot the car keys.
Oh, here you go.
Thanks. Have a nice time. I hate him.
Why don't you tell Laverne she shouldn't be going out with Jake? The guy's a hood.
I know that, Carmine. I know that. But you see, sometimes Laverne and I have this parent-child relationship.
Which one are you?
I'm the parent. Laverne is a spoiled bratty child. Now, if I tell Laverne that this guy is no good, that'll make her like him all the more just to get my goat. You understand? Sometimes you just can't tell people what they shouldn't do.
I hope this is one of those times.
Going out with Jake again?
Oh, you bet I am.
What time is he picking you up?
Oh, he's too cool to pick me up, Cheryl. See, I just go down to Sedgwick Avenue and plant myself there. And then he comes barreling around the corner, slows down, and then I jump on the back of his motorcycle.
Slows down and everything, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hey, how do I look? Okay?
Huh? Oh, yeah, you look terrific. I like the green scar.
Oh, thanks.
You know, Laverne, if you thought long enough, I'll bet you'd have to admit that Jake has a couple of little odd quirks.
What quirks?
Oh, for instance, like turning people upside down to watch the blood rush into their face.
Yeah, well, that's why he's so cool. You see, he does what he wants, he takes what he wants, and everybody's afraid of him.
Now, Steve, you see, that sounds like you're describing Attila the Hun.
I think I know what you're saying about Jake, and I think it's really crummy.
Sometimes it's very tough being a parent. I tried to put it in nice terms so I wouldn't hurt your feelings, Laverne. But let's face it. When it gets right down to it, Jake is a scuzzburger.
Don't you ever call him that. Just because he turned a few people upside down. Every single person he turned upside down had it coming.
Sister Mary Teresa?
That was just a rumor. And that's not the point. The point is he's good to me. And he treats me better than any guy has. And we have fun together and he gives me presents.
Like what?
Like this beautiful necklace. Brass knuckles. He gave you brass knuckles. It's not the gift, Cheryl. It's the thought.
It's kind of nice, you know. Not everybody could wear a pair of these.
Boy, you really know how to take the fun out of everything, don't you? You know, that's your problem. I don't even think you know how to have fun.
Is that a laugh? Mm-hmm. I love fun. I'm the queen of fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And what about 3 weeks ago when those two guys wanted to take us on a fun day to the stock car races? But no, you didn't want to go. Why? Because you were chicken.
Oh, that's not the point. The point is I do not go out with total strangers.
Oh, come on, Cheryl. They were Terry Butterfuco's cousin's brother's friends.
Well, if they were that close, why didn't we just marry them?
That's not the point.
What is the point?
The point is... that if you is the queen of fun, how come Carmine has to take so many cold showers that his fingers are all pruny?
That's for me to know and you to find out. And who else knows about those showers?
Everybody knows. The whole world knows. They're all calling him Pruny Ragusa. I mean, just face it, Cheryl. You're just afraid. You're afraid of fun. You're afraid of guys. And you're afraid of doing anything different.
Afraid of anything different, huh? All right. We'll see. Hello, Carmine. Could you come down here? 10 minutes? All right. See you then, angel body. You have taken your last cold shower. Debonair playboy.
Hey, say, Angel Face. How you doing? Look, I got the, Wow, you look great.
Thank you. And so do you.
What happened to you?
Oh, well, there's a clogged pipe in my apartment, and Mrs. B asked me to fix it myself.
No. It's all right. It's all right. A little dirt never hurt anything. You see, Carmine, I thought tonight you and I could have a good time.
Oh, sure. I'll go fix the pipe and we'll go see a movie or something, maybe.
Wait a minute. When I say a good time, I mean... A really good time.
Did you mean that?
Yes.
You? Me?
Mm-hmm.
A good time?
The best time. Maybe you should wash up a bit first.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You can use our shower.
Your shower?
Oh, and Carmine.
What's that?
It doesn't have to be cold.
I'll be within a minute, Angel Face!
Your little love kitten is waiting, you great big tiger, you.
I'll try as best as I can.
This is going to be a night that we won't soon forget, Carmine. Cheryl, please, God, please don't let it be her shaking like a leaf. What's wrong?
I don't know what to do.
What is it? What happened? Did something happen with Jane? What is it? What happened?
I'm
tell me.
Scared.
Tell me. Calm down and tell me now. What happened? Nothing can be that bad. What happened?
I just robbed a grocery store.
Sit down, blow. All right. Now calm down and tell me what happened.
Okay. You know Seidel's grocery on 10th Street?
Yeah, the old man with one tooth, Mr. Seidel, right?
Yeah. Well, Jake and I, we...
Okay, Bob Kitten! Here comes your big tiger!
Okay,
well,
I'll handle it.
Is she leaving?
No, you are. Come on. It's an emergency. It's an emergency, Carmine, really. It's been a lovely evening, and we'll get together and do it again sometime, all right?
I know what it is. God's testing me, right? God's testing me. I know.
Hold up a grocery store, huh?
I didn't plan it, Cheryl. Jake and I were out having a good time, and he wanted to go buy some beer, so we went to the grocery store, and the next thing I know, he comes out of there with a big bag of money, and people are pointing and screaming, and I lost my necklace.
Oh. Well, then you didn't know that he was going to rob the store.
Of course not. But people saw me there, Cheryl. I mean, I was the only one wearing one of these.
I'm going to go to jail, ain't I?
No.
No, you're not going to go to jail. Jails are for murderers and perverts.
Hello.
Did you hear what happened down at Seidel's grocery store?
No!
They was robbed. Right between the eyes.
Yeah.
Is Mr. Seidel okay?
Yeah, the old coot's just fine. He lost his tooth, though.
Yeah.
He's offering a $200 reward for any info leading to the suspicion of the crumbs who done it. Or the return of his tooth.
Did anyone get a description of the culprit?
No, that's the terrible part. They couldn't get a description of the culprit, but they did get a description of the cheap, floozy bimbo what was with him. Anyway, I think we just about got the reward money sewed up.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks to this new secret clue we done found ourselves, we'll break this case wide open.
Wide open.
Mm-hmm.
What? I don't care if you beat me with your rubber hosiery. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't talking until this case is closed, or at least we find a woman whose foot fits this.
Bill Cinderella Angle.
That's right. Oh, brewery, there's somebody there.
I mean, they had a description of me down to a T, a cheap, floozy bimbo.
Okay, there's just one thing to do, that's all. Just one thing.
What? Right. Call the airport. Get me out of town. I'll live in Italy with my deported aunt.
Hello, operator. Get me the police.
The police? What, are you crazy? I mean, what do you want? What is it, the reward? Is that it? Do you want the reward?
What are you talking about?
Well,
listen, Laverne, if you go to the police right now, tell them the whole story, they're going to know you're innocent. Okay. I got it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go to Jake's and warn him. Give him a chance to turn himself in, okay? Then I'll go to the police.
No, Laverne, wait a minute. Did he warn you he was going on a crime spree?
Cheryl, I know this may be hard for you to understand, but you don't rat on someone you necked with. You're right. I don't understand that. But if you say so, I'll go along with it.
Good, you got to trust me on this
one. Wait a minute. I'm going with you.
Okay, hurry up.
Wait a minute. Here, put that on. Disguise yourself. Somebody might have recognized me. You never know.
Can you tell it's me?
Not now. Come on, I'll drive.
I know every name.
No, I'll drive. Turn around, up the stairs. Go
want to be.
No, I can't stay. Cheryl's waiting for me down in the car. And I need to tell you something, Jake.
What, are you upset? You didn't get your share from the holdup, huh?
Would you... What's the matter with you? You want the whole building to hear?
Oh, the neighbors don't care what I do. They're just happy I don't turn them upside down.
Oh, yeah, you little perk.
Here. Go buy yourself a big hairdo.
No. Big hairdos make me look fat.
You want Mr. Seidel's tooth?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't got room for it, you know. What about the robbery,
Jake? Yeah, the robbery. It worked like a charm. Figure we could rob grocery stores all over the place. Maybe even up in Canada.
No, that's not such a good idea. They got different money up there. It would be confusing, you know.
Good thinking. All right, there's plenty of places around here. Grocery stores, liquor stores, gas stations.
Police stations.
You want to hold up a police station? Laverne, you're gutsy. Come here. What a woman, a police station.
Yeah, well, see, Jake, I don't have time for this. You see, I really just came down here to see your apartment. You have some lovely things here. And to tell you that, I think you ought to turn yourself into the cops, and if you don't, I will. Goodbye.
Stop! Get over here.
Well, just don't go out there.
Get over here! You ain't going to the cops.
No?
No. Because if you do, I'll tell them you planned the job with me.
But that's a lie.
Yeah? So my nose will grow.
Boy, am I a jerk. They all told me. They all said you were no good, but I couldn't get it through the cement.
Yeah, you're lucky I went out with you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was so thrilled that a guy like you would go out with me that I forgot to notice that you were a bum. And I'm getting out of here.
You shouldn't have done that.
Oh, your little birdie picture's crooked.
I'm gonna have to put you under wraps.
Look, Jake, why didn't you prove that I'm wrong, huh? Why don't you go turn yourself in, huh? Get back the tooth. You got enough teeth of your own. Please. Right now, so you've had it. Laverne, I couldn't understand a word you... What are you doing up there? Jake, put me here.
Hello.
I better put you both out the drop.
Oh, no. I'm frightened of heights. You see, I really can't... No, please, Jake, please. No, please, really.
Now, look, girls, I gotta go pack. I don't want to hear a word out of you, and that goes for you, too, wimp.
Let's keep personalities out of this, shall we?
I do.
Flap my arms real hard and head toward the window? Well, just try to get to the door. Okay, I got a better idea.
All right.
There's a chair over there.
Yeah?
Okay, try to get me to it. I almost got it!
What? Let's just try to jump off these hooks. All right?
Okay.
I am up. Get set. Jump!
Howie down.
No! Who is it? Come in! Come in! Carmine!
Oh, thank goodness you're here.
Jake put us up here. Come on.
Look, Carmine.
You know, it's a good thing I followed you, you know? I mean, not that I had much choice. I mean, my keys were in my pants pocket and my pants were in your bathroom.
It's a very interesting story, but get out of my way, sweet feet.
You ain't going nowhere, pal. It's not easy being tough in this outfit.
Carmine.
I don't have time to fight you, Mr. Fuzzy Slippers.
It's not easy running in these slippers.
Carmine, go after him! And then call the police! And then get us down from here!
That probably should have been first, shouldn't it?
Jake is a real sweetheart now. A bunch of bigger guys turned him upside down. And now he has a whole new outlook on things. And he made me a present.
Another present?
Yeah. A little license plate with my name on it.
Sweet. Well, at least he's learned a trade.
Yeah. Oh, you know, the next time I go down there, you should come with me. His cellmate is so cute.
No, just your
type. An accountant.
Really?
Right this way, ladies and gentlemen, for the next stop on the Famous Criminals of Milwaukee tours. Right here, please. Thank you, please. Right here, you will see desperados in their actual flesh. Go ahead. If your profile might be good, we can work on that. All right, enough of this. Now, if you please enter the bedroom.
Thank you.
If you please enter the bedroom, you will see where their underwear lives.